Hello everyone, welcome to our share in Mishnayos. Following Masechet Shavuos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Beis. Shilach v'yad avdo. If a person sent in the hand of his servant, or sha'amar lehen hanitba, or the one who being claimed from says to them, mashpia ne'alechem shimatem yodim lo edus shitavo us iduhum. By making you take a shvua that if you know about him, meaning if it's a case of the first case of the agent of the shliach, so he's saying if you know about the one who sent me any edus, or the one being claimed from is saying that you have to, if you know edus for the other guy, for the other litigant, right, you have to testify for him, or elip to him. In that case, if they do take a shua, and again, fill in the rest of the case, they deny knowing the edus, turns out that they did, etc., they would be potter from a korban for this. Ad sheyishmu pia tovea, the claim of, I make you take a shua that you know something has to be from the one making the claim, right, from someone else, he has to come to Tevea, the one claiming, and say, I make you make a shua on my behalf. And it has to be from him and about him being the one that claiming the money. So says the rabbi here, as she ishmu piat Tevea, diksiva, it says, im lo yagid, if the person will not say, malei vav, if that's spelled with a vav, im lo with a vav, the aleph, and an aleph. The midrash hachi, it's the darshan as follows, usually im lo yagid, as meaning no, would just be an aleph. So what's with the vav? It's to darshan, im lo yagid, im lo yagid, if to him he will not say, kolomar la tovea, to him meaning the one who's claiming, v'nasa avono, he will bear his sin, ha im la acher lo yagid pater, and the diak would be, if for someone else he doesn't tell, meaning the other person in the court case, the one he's being claimed from, then he would be pater. Let's do next Mishnah, Mishnah Yogimu. Mashpian aleichem et tavani aleichem, I make you swear or I command you, oserchem ani, or I asr on you, I forbid on you, hari elu chayavim. All these cases, even though the one may causing the potential edim to make the shvua change the way he said it, mashpia is the regular way, mitzave is a little different, oserchem is certainly different, so that would also cause a chiyuv. Vashamayim v'aretz, if you take a shvua by the heaven and earth, hari elu paturim, that would be patur. V'alef dalet, by the name of God, that is spelled as alef dalet, as we have, or b'yud en hey, or the shem havaya, B'shakai, with Hashem's name, Shakai, B'tzvakos, B'chanun, V'rachum, B'erech, Apayim, V'rachesed, all different ways of describing Hashem, V'chol Kinuyin, and all the different nicknames, are Eilu Chayav, those are all B'chayiv, whatever name of Hashem used to make the Shvuah. Hamakal, B'kula, one who makes a curse, not our exact topic, one who curses another person, which is an Isser, with any of these names or nicknames, Chayiv, Divrei Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says, L'chachom, Potzim, B'chom, their Pater, with all of these cases. Hamakal, Aviv, Im, B'kula, one who uses these names to curse his parents, Chayiv, it's also a chiyuv, it's an iser. Div Rei Meir, again Rei Meir, v'achacham potzer nechamim again pater. Hamakal atzma v'chaver b'kulan, over lo sasei. One who curses his friend, or his friend, one who curses himself, I should say, or his friend with any of these, is over on a lav. Yakech ha'elokim, if a person says Hashem should hit you. V'chein yakech ha'elokim, and so too he should hit you. Zuhi Allah k'suv b'torah, that is a curse that's written in the Torah. Al yakech, if he says Hashem should not hit you, I should bless you, and do good to you. We'll see why this is a curse. Ve'emeir mechayiv. Ve'emeir is mechayiv on that. V'chachomim pochi. It says over here, the Rav. Yeah, mitzav ani aleichem v'chuli. V'hu shiyom mitzav ani aleichem v'shvua. V'ser chamani v'shvua. These cases that are mechuyiv, even though it didn't say shvua, has to be, it did really say loshen v'shvua after the word mitzavah or serchem, doing that with the shvua. Hamakal b'kul, one who curses with all of these names, Hamavarich es Hashem be'echam ehem. Hamavarich es Hashem is euphemism, blessing Hashem. It means cursing with any of these. Ve'emeir mechayev, skilo. One gets skilo for that. They're cursing God with that. V'cham potim, chom pater. Dal shem hamyuchad davka beskilo. Only if you curse Hashem with his shem hamyuchad, yukevavke, you get skilo. Dixiv, benok v'shem, yumal. So one who takes his name, right, that's referring to cursing, he will die. Al kinuim ba'azhara, but the rest of the nicknames of God is a separate aver and azhara. The elokim l'sokalel, generally not cursing God. V'shvuas ha'edus modim chacham re'meir d'chayev al kinuim. However, in the case of shvuas ha'edus, which is our original topic, chacham agreed re'meir that you're chayev on any of the kinuim, v'mo she'chayev al ha'shem ha'miyuchad, just like you would be on the regular, on the normal shem Hashem. The v'shvuas ha'edus kasiv, because in that parasha of v'shvuas ha'edus, it's written, v'shama kol Allah, hearing the voice of a curse. It doesn't limit it to only the standard shem Hashem. Hamakal atzma, one who curses himself, tiksiv, yishamar v'chol ha'shmonav shechame od, it's an aver because it says you shall guard yourself very much. V'chol yishamar pen v'al, any use of the word in the Torah, yishamar or pen or al, and el lo sase, our love. Hamakal l'chaveh, one who curses his friend, tiksiv, lo sekalel cheresh. You can't curse a chayrish. A chayrish is deaf mute. But we learn that it means to any person. Afilu chayrish einu shamea, even a person that can't hear, lo kapid al kolaso, he's not makpid on his call, he can't hear it, lo sekala, he can't curse him anyway. The koshkin shar kol adam, the shama, the kapid. All the more so any other person that would hear a curse to him and be makpid. But he says, Yakha lokim, mechen yakha lokim, im amar le'edim, yakha lokim, im lo siyidun. He says, Hashem should curse you if you don't come and testify from our behalf. Or he hears someone at that time happen to be reading in the Torah and the Klalos of Hashem should hit you. But Amar Hulei Edom, at that point he says to the Edom, so too Hashem should do that to you if you don't testify. Or Shamar Yachaluk Al Yaqab Elohim Imlosi, says Hashem will not hit you if you do testify. That's our last case here in the Mishnah. O Yivarecha Hashem Imtudun, Hashem should bless you if you testify. The Yetiv L'chol Kim Yisidun, Hashem should do good to you if you testify. B'chol Eli Remeir Mechayiv, why would Remeir Mechayiv in that? D'v'chlal La'av Atah Shemei Ahein, because as an inference from his negative statement, you hear the positive. Meaning, if he's saying that, you're going to get blessed for testifying, you infer from that if not. Al Yachel Kim Yisidun, Hashem should not hit you if you testify. Ha, with Yehukiz, Im Lo Siyiduni, Yaakov, if you don't testify, he should hit you. Hashem should bless you if you testify, and the diak is, if you don't, he should curse you. But all of these cases, the halacha is not like Re'emeir. Thank you for listening.